Chapter 20 New Recruits
"Don't eat me!" pleaded Jerry in a whisper. His large ears flapped over his face. "I didn't do anything wrong."
"We don't have much time," said the fox. She towered over the tiny jerboa. "Tell us what you know. Where are they?"
"They're all here. You've got to believe me. I had no choice."
"Jerry," said Dawn, "I don't want to lose my temper." But the jerboa kept on.
"I swear, I'm barely involved. The jerboas just sweep the floor during breaks with our tails. We don't even play."
"Play what exactly?" asked Dawn.
"The game," Jerry said. With a team."
"What sort of game?" Ciro asked. His voice was tinged with impatience. "Stop talking in circles."
Glancing over his shoulder, Jerry eyed the coyote and gulped.
"Oh, well, it's hard to explain."
Dawn extended her claws and took a slow step toward the jerboa.
"Right," Jerry stammered. "The game. It's the one with the sticks. I mean, birds. Beaks. You know, you hit the spider and try to score."
The animals exchanged confused looks. They had never heard of such a game.
"Whose idea is this?" Ciro asked. "Yes," pressed the fox. "Who is this coach you are talking to?" Suddenly, the jerboa's ears stood on end. Boom, boom, boom. Heavy footsteps.
"Oh, dear!" Jerry crouched into a ball. "It's him!"
Dawn searched the room for a place to hide, but it was too late.
"Well, well, well,"
a deep baritone voice thrummed from the shadows.
"What do we have here?"
Suddenly, the footsteps multiplied.
Boom, 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 boom.
"Oh, goodness," Tobin gasped. A giant crocodile thundered into the room. His body, at least 10 feet long, was covered in mud-colored scales. Two rows of jagged spikes ran down his back. He was flanked by 5 smaller crocs.
"Coach Boris," said the jerboa, "please don't hurt my family. I don't know how these intruders got in here."
Ignoring Jerry, Boris eyed the newcomers. Then he leaned back his head and cackled, exposing his long, curved teeth. His 5 followers did the same.
"Oh, little Jerry," the croc thumped his long tail on the ground. "No need to fret. You've done nothing wrong."
Jerry gazed up the reptile. I haven't."
"On the contrary," said Boris. "I'm quite pleased."
You are?"
Boris walked up to Tobin, sticking his pointed snout in the pangolin's face.
"A natural armor, most interesting."
He ran a claw down the side of Tobin's shuddering scales.
"Might be useful on defense."
He turned his head to Cora. She was clenching her paws, trying her best not to quiver noticeably.
"Another wombat, huh? I hope you're better than the other one I have. He's worthless."
Ciro was the next in line. He peeled back his lips and snarled as the crocodile approached. Boris leaned his head back for a short, sharp laugh.
"Ha! You can always trust a coyote to bring that scrappy fighting spirit. I can tell you will do quite well here."
Finally, the croc made his way over to Dawn.
"Now this is promising. A fox, and an excellent specimen. At that, strong, slender, and sturdy. Perhaps the perfect build for an offensive player."
As Boris looked her over, Dawn could tell that he was clutching something in his fist.
"I am pleased indeed," said Boris. He glanced at the trembling jerboa. "You've done well, little one. This is a delightful surprise."
The croc tossed the object he held up in the air. Then he caught it absentmindedly. It was a small red cylinder with a shiny coppery glow at one end. His eyes blazed with excitement.
"Miss B. Hay V. Orr."
Boris's henchmen stood at attention. "Bring our new friends to the prison chamber." The swarm of crocs crawled in on the animals. Before they knew it, Cora, Ciro, Dawn, and Tobin were pinned to the floor. Ciro snarled and tried to bite the 2 crocs who held him.
"There, there," Boris said. He scoffed at the squirming coyote. "It's a rough game, so you better get used to a few bumps and bruises." Miss B, Hay, V, and Orr laughed in agreement.
Boris flipped the strange cylinder up in the air again.
Now, I wish I could welcome you properly, but I have a practice to lead."
With a sharp whip of his tail, the croc turned away.
"I will deal with my new recruits later."